starting to speak about Perek Chamishi over here in Das Atzmenu. The Alishur is making a survey of the different kerkas that operate inside a person and how they combine in different ways why we do what we do or don't do. So we spoke about the guf and the neshama. The guf is blind, very powerful. The neshama has vision, no kerkas. We spoke about midas. We started to talk about dimyon. Dimyon is not a midah, it's a kerch that a person has. When you think about it, it's an incredible thing. A person could detach himself from reality and put himself in a different place. It's a mapel de kazach. It's not to be believed. You're here, and you could be not only in a different planet, you could be 100 years before, 100 years later, and you're there, like the Alishur says. You're mamish there. You can taste the coffee. You can imagine any place, any time in history, any matzah. You could be rich one second, poor a second one, Reb Chaim Kanievsky the next one, Auschwitz, Disneyland, all in one slach lanu. I'm not even talking about Rufain. Rufain is another round the world. You can be anywhere, everywhere, all the time. It's a mavul dikakoyach. We started to speak about different aspects of Dimyon. First of all, we learned up to the Sfarna, who taught us that Dimyon is the tool which Midas use to picture for you what they want. How the cover is going to look, how the tie is going to look. And that means that an enormous amount of Dimyonis that go through our mind are being facilitated, being caused, they're being set off, being triggered by what the Midas want. And when a person takes a real look at all the Dimyonis and fantasies that goes through his head, he'll see what's triggering a lot of them. Not all of them, but many of them. That's one aspect. So when you think about it, a person has a seichel, a person has a mind, and there's a hostile takeover that you're busy with narishkeit the whole time, things which have no reality, detached from reality, distorted reality. That's Aleph. Beis, we said, the second akuda is that the koyach of the neshama in a person is the koyach of seichel. That's the aloikus that's in a person. That's the ruchniest part of a person. Like Rashi says, Nasa adam bitzalmenu kid musenu, the tzalam alakim is articulated by das, by seichel. So when a person is not using his das, a person not using his seichel, especially not a human being, is chopping off, is negating the part of him that's the aloikos, the part of him that's godly, the part of him that's the ruchniest part. That's a safe design. And this can mention. The third nekuda is that a person who's drowning in Dimyon, and everybody is, and the world we live in is drowning in Dimyon, he causes himself two damages, which are both the same thing. One is that it's legitimate by a person who's swimming in Dimyon that sheker is legitimate. In other words, a person will never, unless you're disturbed, okay? Unless you're disturbed, which, but unless you're disturbed, a person can't have, I want to say tifazach, you can't fantasize about something that has no logic to it. How in the world did you get to be in Matizio and the Maccabim, right, fighting the Yevonim? It's still logical, because theoretically you could be there. How are you going to get there exactly in your time machine, Mesemlisht? And how are you going to get there, and are you picturing yourself like that? But the story itself has to be logical. People don't fantasize about science fiction. I mean, normal people don't, at least anybody that I consider to be normal, okay? Bechala into science fiction, that's a different problem, it's also not normal. But Lazap, okay? I didn't say that, take it back. I never know who you're talking to. What I'm going to say, I'm saying a tifazach. Dimyonis at the end of the day are rooted on some sort of fundamental seichel of emes. Okay, there has to be some sort of, the story itself that you're fantasizing about has to have what happens, but it's not MS. But it's not MS. So the pshat is that you created in yourself a system where not MS, in other words, if you're busy with it, that means you must have some sort of achiza that's your reality. A person who gets used to living in Sheker, a person who Sheker is a legitimate part of your day, knows you're busy with nothing. That's no meaning. You're busy thinking about A, B, and Z, you're fantasizing A, you're dreaming that, you're dimming that. It's a garnish. V'hoya, v'layiya, v'layiya. It's a hoya, hoya, v'ya, nothing, none of them. The opposite of the Eivishta. Nothing, there's nothing to it. And yet, you live there, like he describes over here. So that means you've created a situation where Sheker is legitimate. Sheker is legitimate, you can distort reality. You have the ability to distort reality, and it's legitimate by you. So there's two parts to it. One part of it is, it's the destruction of the intellect, because you're not using your mind then. The second side of it is that Sheker becomes a legitimate option by you. You can distort reality. A person like that can't get pshat in the Tosfos, by the way. You can't get emes of pshat in anything. You can't get emes of pshat in Tosfos, you can't get emes of pshat in Hashkofa. You can't get emes of pshat in anything that's intellectual, because you've trained your mind that Sheker is legitimate. You can sugarcoat anything. You're in a bad matter, you're not feeling good about yourself, you have a dimion about your who knows what, whatever makes you feel good. The ability that you can run away from any truth in your life on the wings of dimion, the ability that you have also allows you to say a bad shot in a Tosfos. You're asking, my inyan dimion etzel Tosfos is about one thing, it's about Sheker. So the same way when you have a reality in your life, you have the ability to escape from it. And using Dimian as your rocket ship to get you out of your world, you can learn a Tosfos like that also. With a Vardas, I'm learning a Tosfos, and it's hard to learn a Tosfos. I could shmear it. It's not MS. What do you mean? What's not MS? You spend most of your time in not MS. You spend the whole day in Sheker. So when Sheker becomes a legitimate option of distorting reality, you can distort reality in every area. Like we saw last time for Rishol Salanta, Rishol says, on page Kufnon Aleph over here, that a person has the ability to distort the reality of Yom HaDin. Oilam Yom HaDin, a person's Yom HaDin afterwards. And a person has the ability to distort the reality that there's a Yom HaDin. How do you distort the reality of Yom HaDin? You say to yourself, it's just a gefelloch, it's going to be okay. Kehenim's not gefelloch, Kehenim's not cool. It's a whatever. And anyway, like it's also not the right, the person is going to Kehenim, it's not you, it's that neshama guy. And third of all, you'll survive. You've been in bad situations before. You wanted to have a meal Friday night, also was Gehenim, and somehow you were able to manage. So you say to yourself, Gehenim? Well, what's the Lashon Rishon brings over here? Bal Yemer Ha'odam Zech Choli Vaseh. The guy says to himself, I'll be okay. That's Dimyon. Oyelah Dimyon, Oyelah Ha'odam Zech Choli Vaseh. Wow, what an enemy it is. It's an enemy of yours. Why is it an enemy of yours? I can't. Dimyon's our best friend. Al Yeshua says a line on top. It's one of the most powerful lines written in Musar literature. Ha'odam ha'chai ha'oimed, the second paragraph on top of Kufnav. Ha'odam ha'chai ha'oimed b'tzel dimyonai. People live in the shadow of their dimyon. They live in the shadow of their dimyon. Ha'tmuna ha'dimyonis ha'zois hi ha'medaber t'tok. A guy has a dimyon, take a picture of himself. Right, a guy is a chashev, a guy, he talks chashev, so he talks chashev. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. A guy hasn't turned up to first Seder since was the last time, so in Gedalia. And that's what we take. And he's, oh, a guy, Dimyon, Fadimyon, in Gansin, Fadimyon, in Gansin, Fadimyon, in Gansin, Fadimyon. I spoke to the Bochum over the years. Nobody gets old, not anybody in my shiur now, because everybody comes on time. But I spoke to the Bochum over here, who, from other shiur, yeah? And I'm sorry, I'm Hungarian from Borough Park. We never do wrong. Yeah, I spoke to Bachrim, who, over the years, very interesting stuff. Bachrim, who, you know, I'm not talking about a Bachrim who comes late occasionally and misses occasionally. That's normal. Okay? There are Bachrim who come once a week. Once a week, every other week. Okay? Not the once a week guys, the once a week, every other week guys. It's a certain cut of guys, okay? And, you know, comes the end of this man, and you tell the bachur, like, where you been, where you been? Yeah. You don't see me? Do you have any of these eyeglasses? Maybe you get your eyes checked? I'm here, sitting fine. And, you know, I don't have Alzheimer's yet. I didn't even go for pre-screening yet. But I told the bacher, you haven't been here for 3 weeks. I haven't seen your Ramacha. What do you mean? I can tell you over the shiurim. I would then put the boy in the spot. What's shiurim? You know what I'm talking about? I had an argument with somebody recently. A bacher was here a few years ago, and the pasha wasn't here. And the boy insisted that he was here. And they couldn't understand why it was what he called. And the father called, and the mother called, and I spoke to the neshiv, and I said, maybe something's wrong with me. Maybe we'll go for neurological, workup. And the boy's not in mute. Not a liar, by the way. He's a kid liar. The liars are liars. That's something else. Liars are a different cut. We're not talking about liars. The boy's not deviant. A person has the ability to say, I'm there. When I'm not there? I'm not there. He wasn't there. Lahoyev Lenivra. Lahoyev Aviv. And a person has the ability with Dimian to distort reality. Atkidekach. You hear this line? A person lives in the shadow of his Dimian. Instead of the Dimian, the shadow of the person. A person lives in the shadow of Dimian. And he has a picture of himself. And that's how he talks. And if a person can have a picture of himself, by the way, he says, Amor de Gazaf, a person can see Milus he doesn't have. And a person can have Chesuenus that he doesn't have. The Dimian can distort all realities. What's the nafkamina of this? Here we get to nafkamina number 4. You can't do any growth if you live in Dimian because you don't have a real upshot. You have no harocha of your milas. You have no harocha of your chesuenus. You live completely detached from your own reality. So besides the fact that you've lost your sense of emes, which is the gabi hashkofa, the gabi elam habel, the gabi the din loss of lavoi, the gabi your ability to learn up a tesis, because by you, distortion is reality. Fantasy is the truth. Sheker is emes. That's your whole worldview. You got used to it. So a person starts to think, and it's hard to imagine which is reality and which is fantasy. You live in a world of sheker. That world of sheker, says Rabbi Sol Salanter, spreads to every area of a person's life. But then there's nachazach, and the fourth thing is, we spoke about, I want to go over again, we spoke about how the midas use the dimian to activate what they want. We spoke about the destruction of the chelak alakayim imal on a person. We spoke about the fact that it causes you to live in a world of sheker, or sheker becomes legitimate, and that applies in every area of your life. Every area of life. A guy, we saw right over here that a person has the ability to sugarcoat ganim. A person could be married. Okay? There are people who get married. Okay? A person gets married, and his wife's complaining about something. It doesn't register. He said, it's not so bad. It's not much the same not so bad. I'm not comparing a wife to Gehenna, okay? But it's the same not so bad, not at all, by the way, okay? At all, not at all. But it's the same nishgeferloch, yeah? That Rabbi Saul says, the guy says about Gehenna. Gehenna is a reality, and you have the ability to sugarcoat it with Dimian. So you get married, you have a family, your kid comes home from school one day, boy or girl, and then they're crying, and the boy's crying like this, and the girl's crying like that. And you say, it's not so bad, nishgeferloch. It's the same nishgeferloch as Gehenna, by the way. It's not that you're coming to calm them down. You don't live in a real reality. You live in a reality where everything is okay. It's okay. Everything's okay. And then you say to yourself, Mustafa, that's what happened. It's going to be okay. You picture yourself, it's going to be okay, but it's not okay. And you don't deal with anything. You don't deal with Gehenna. You don't deal with your own. The fourth thing is there's no growth. A person who wallows in Dimian can't do any growth because they never get a real picture of themselves. That's what he describes on the bottom over here, on the top, excuse me. Machzei Noir, top of Kufan Al, Bitzad Adam Habolik Rosenu, on the side or next to or together with the person who's walking towards us, I met his Dmus Adam, there's a Dmus, he Kamat HaNigun HaGomol Adam, he's just the exact opposite. HaDmus HaZeh, Umasha Adam Zeh Medam Aliyah, what he thinks he is. In this imaginary thing that we create, Nedorim Kol Likuyin Hashem. First of all, the picture that we have of ourselves is missing all our Chesreinus, Moed HaGazach, right? And instead of the Chesreinus, we're fierce Milus. So we have a Moed, we have an imaginary picture of ourselves, full of Milus that we don't have, lacking all the Chesreinus that we have. Milus and the real Milus that we have, Bituna Dimyanis Mugdolos Pielos, they're magnified 1,000 times. Right? The guy came to say there a few times, he learned the Sugar Gomorrah, he's already picturing himself as a Rikiva Egrand lining up to offer him a Shteller, and he just has to pick which yeshiva he wants to go to. P-Elof, 1,000 times more, yeah. 1,000 times more, you did it as a chesed, you look at yourself as who knows what, you're already very, very smart, you're a philanthropist, and they're all Kaisel, you're like Avraham Avinu, you did a favor, the guy in the Dira asked you to go ahead and maybe bring him lunch, because he wasn't feeling so well, and you bought him, and you were wasting nefesh mamash to bring him lunch, because you had to juggle two plates, one on top of the other, with 16 schnitzels. It's not so simple, when you have a pile up of schnitzels for two people on two plates, and you're on your way back to the Dira, and you're already picturing yourself that the next thing you do is you're going to open a time for your Shabbos when you get married. By the way, the guy's thinking about it, that's, you know, something. I have an itiyah towards chesed. You once did a favor for somebody, once, and all of a sudden you're already picturing yourself, I'm a chesed guy, and people ask you, what's your itiyah, what are you looking for? I'm looking for girls, balls, chesed, once you did the, what you called, and you're already building towers in the air. That's what he says before, P-Elef, isn't that P-Elef? One bunch of schnitzels times 1,000 is time Shabbos, the basis role. Okay? And then you could do charity, and you're already picturing how the millions are going to come in, and you're going to give it out equally, except where you stay for yourself for salary. V'cheina, 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 v'cheina. The Dimyon leaves no details uncharted, by the way. Everything's covered. V'yesh. And then sometimes the Ma'alei Seinu, and there is Afim between us. Sometimes our Ma'alei, I'm missing from the Dimyon picture. Why? Ked Dimyon in a Ma'aruchasan. Right? The Dimyon doesn't like what the guy's an Edel guy, but the Dimyon wants him to be a Gishmaka guy, because he's not a Gishmaka guy, and the Dimyon wants it. So he's an Edel guy, the Dimyon well, deletes it. And he put this picture, this guy's funny, so he's, and this Dimyon is making jokes that he never understood himself. Not just he never said them, he doesn't even get the joke, but he's a Gishmaka guy, because he wants to be, because the Midas want him to be a Gishmaka guy, because he doesn't want to deal with his reality. He's not a Gishmaka guy, he's an Edel guy, he's sitting in the corner. Umaylish ain't born of a cloud, my fears were coming. I always wonder how the Ali Shah knew all this. How do you know how our minds work? Ha'odom chai oimid b'tzoldim, man, a person who lives in the word of God. I want you to turn back to page Kufnun, which is the wrap-up of this. Ha'dimyon erba odom b'yal dusoy. A person's dimyon is very, very, he says something over here shocking, is very alert in a person from the time they're born. Tinek v'yaldat hinem yitzurei dimyon. Children are functions of Dimyon. What are the kids doing all day? Right? What are they doing all day? They get a hold of Lego and they're building. They start off in the sandbox with the mud. And he takes a bucket, fills it up with mud, turns it upside down. That's Migdal Bavel. Yeah? Moridik. Oivavoy, somebody should touch it. That's like knocking down the Empire State Building. 9/11 is nothing compared to the tragedy of taking apart some little kid's sandbox mud pie. You tell the little kid it's mud. It's just a cup of mud, right? And the little kid who's 2 years old who has his little duck in the bathtub that's coming back and forth, he thinks it's in a who knows where. It's in a pond with various of us. So kids are functions of Dimyon. The kid gets a little bit older, he moves on to Lego. He's building these intricate things. Go tell him it's nothing. That's the reality, correct? Many times people get stuck with childish Dimyanis, Vaini Yochel de Shtachram, Gambi Yasub of Ugur. You just can't get out of it when you get old. Shocking Zach. A little kid. So he gets a little bit older. So his Dimyan moves on. He gets himself a bike and he has a siren and he's a Hatzalah guy running around saving people. He gets a little bit older. He has a car. Also Fadimyan. You can have a person who's 40 years old whose entire Zach is that. He stole in the Dimyonis of a six-year-old with Matchbox cars. Because he has himself real cars, but it's a Zabazach, nothing changed. And he says it's a Pachat Chodin, he brings down. Luhoye Dimyonis, Yehura Odom Roa Mushkosa, if people would have corrupt Dimyonis, may there be Kedai to fight them. Avol Aroiv, most Dimyonis, Hinem Yaldusim, are childish. Atik Dekach, they're so childish, Odom is Baish Behem, and Asa Lutchres Musakum, Mitoy Hakaros, the person tries to push it out of him. Because he feels it's not appropriate. Ulam gambivoyenu l'shanim, when you get on with the years, mitoisim dimyanis chadoshim, you have more fantasies. He says one of the most shocking statements ever written in Musa. V'roiv b'nei adam, most people, mevalim kol shenoseim, spend their whole lives, b'tipuach dimyanis, in developing fantasies, sheheim heim memalim es kol rachash adim, that fills the door. You hear that? Here's that statement. Most people spend their whole lives developing dimyonis, which fill up their zech. That's scary. And then in the middle of that dimyon comes in taisis and tries to disturb you and tries to, you're in the middle of watching your own movie, right? In your own private movie theater. And then you're supposed to learn a taisis like that? The battle for Seichel, the battle for Das, the battle for Chochma, the battle for the Tzelem Elokim is over here. This is where it begins and ends. And he writes over here later on in Kuflan Aleph that the entire world we live in is nothing more than Dimyon. All the advertisements and all the entertainment world. And all it's all Dimyon. It's all one big Zach. There's no intelligence, there's nothing, there's no message. The whole world we live in is only to project yourself the dimion of what you'll have if you follow that picture, and memeila is in that you. So besides that, we could talk about kedusha issues, especially insulting to your intelligence. It's an insult to your intelligence because the entire world today outside is all coming to trigger your dimion. It's not coming to talk to you, to your seichel. So we live in a world now. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote in his time that the dimion was drowning. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wrote in his time. Before there were billboards, before there were magazines, before there were ads, before, that one page of the magazine, you're on a cruise. And the next page, you're on a magazine, you're eating endless amount of huge chunks of meat. And the third page, after you waited 6 hours, you ate cheesecake, shaloi ro, adam, mi, mais, yeshua, vinnun, plus adam, arisha, lefmeachet. And on the fourth page, you're dimming, it's all dimming, by the way. Otherwise, what are they need pictures for? Let them just say, it's kedai for you to go on a cruise because it's good for your health, it's good for your ruchnias. They're talking to your dimmi, they're not talking to your brain. So when you accumulate that over time, so you're brain dead. And that's what they call it. Now, Rabbi Yisrael El Salanter wrote 150 years ago, that what? That the dimmi was drowning. What's his lashon? Shaitef. Vasechel Yitva. He wrote then that the seichel is about to drown. So I would say it's gedrowned. It's gedrowned. The seichel drowned. You know, sometimes when a person drowns, so you're supposed to see the guy, then you see sometimes his circles, ripples around because you still see somebody drowned there. And then there's no more circles. That's gedrowned. That's the matzah of the Bria today. There's not even circles anymore. The seichel drowned. And the only place where the seichel is left is here. Not Dr. Bezi Shai, there's other Bottom Midrashim, whatever, on this campus. Maybe a few other yeshivas also. But that's it, that's where seichel is alive. Everywhere else is drowned. It drowned completely and it's dead. Over here, we still have a finger above the water saying, here, I'm here, so you can come save me still. We're not completely drowned. Here, we're not completely drowned. We have Baruch Hashem Dimyonis. Chaz Hashem. If you don't have Dimyonis, means you're not alive. It means you're a zebra. We have Dimyonis, okay? But we didn't drown completely yet. Here's the place where the seichel is still alive. It wasn't completely drowned. Outside of this building, seichel's dead. And that's how the world looks the way it does.